Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting third, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bloodworth picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bloodworth. Pesci moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge juggles the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Bloodworth scores. Tebbets moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Dobson moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dobson scores. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Trout. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets strikes out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Russell now playing third base. Bob Klinger now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Klinger, and towards Pesky, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards third. Kell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 3 in the game. Trout hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.